الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله the holy and blessed رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat and salam 1,000 times upon me daily, the person shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nuri min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another splendid and exciting episode of our lovely series, An Array of Dawn, Alhamdulillah. And the one who recites this durood ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin bi'adadi qataratil amtar. Then inshallah azawajal, he will get reward equivalent to each and every drop of rain that falls from the sky. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So whenever it is raining in your area around you, then please recite this durood sharif. Let's recite it together one time. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin bi'adadi qataratil amtar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Today we are here with an exciting topic, and this topic I basically mention it at the end of every silsila. To close the silsila, then at the end I mention about the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I say that instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in the hearts of your beloveds, those around you. And so alhamdulillah, today the topic is the love and the respect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very vast topic, a topic which has so much to speak about. Subhanallah, subhanallah, and inshallah we'll try our best to cover as much as we can in today's episode. So today's episode is full of love and full of rahmat, and you know, it'll boost your heart and boost your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what I want from you all today is remain with us until the end of the silsila, and inshallah azza wa jal, you all will feel the spiritual boost in your heart, and you will feel your heart pumping out of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn how important it is to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How should we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What are the signs to show that we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, keep your ears and eyes fixed to Madani channel and stay with us for today's exciting episode. We will carry on with our topic, but before that, let's take a short break and listen to a kalam. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will then discuss our spectacular topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane.
مجھے بلاتے
طیبہ مجھے بلاتے روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا کس کو گر بلاتے بے قصوں کے آقا وہ بے قصوں کے آقا بے قص کو گر بلاتے کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا ان کے قریب بستا ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا مل مٹ کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا اور میں غبار بن کر اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا مگر اب تو اسے آقا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک مدینہ ہوتا مغترب کو لیکن دل مغترب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا
الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful کلام written by مفسر شہیر حکیم الامت مفتی احمد یار خان نعیمی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. So alhamdulillah, we were saying that we are going to discuss this beautiful topic, the love and the respect of our holy prophet نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی mentions in various places in the Holy Quran, یا ایہا الذین آمنوا, means O believers, O you who believe. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی is addressing us as the ones who believe. And the ones who believe means the one who have iman, those who have iman in their hearts. So in order for you to understand these words, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, you have to understand what is iman. Because if you don't know what is iman, how will you know who is that person who has iman? So coming to the definition of iman, ulama-i kiram have mentioned that iman is التصديق بما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Iman is testifying that which the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has brought. Subhanallah. Obeying, accepting and testifying that which Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has brought with him, that which Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم is preaching, that which Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying. Is it possible to believe, to accept the words of someone without accepting and believing in that personality himself? Is it permissible to take the guidance from someone without believing and accepting in the guide? Not possible. So the guidance Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving, and he is the guide. So automatically when iman says that iman is you must testify and believe and accept that which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought, automatically iman means you must obey and accept and testify and bring witness in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Means you must believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. See, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived in this world physically for 63 years. So as soon as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam started preaching, immediately he started making enemies, people started going against him. So if he would have preached at a young age, at the age of 20, 15 or a young age, automatically at that time he would start making enemies, people would start going against him. Look at the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, O my beloved, for 40 years don't tell them anything. For 40 years don't say you are a messenger. 40 years don't say you are a rasul. Let them observe you. Let them look at you. Let them take something from your personality. When they reach the conclusion that you are trustworthy, you are truthful, you are the just person, then after the age of 40, when they have trusted you blindly, now tell them that yes, you are the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, if they deny you or they go against you, then they will make a fool out of themselves, because they have already accepted that whatever you say is going to be the truth. Subhanallah. So until the age of 40, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not preach about one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that he preached. 40 years Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated his character, and he told people who he was. Accepting someone, obeying someone, ita'at, has many types. You can obey someone because out of fear. A person puts a gun on your head and you know you're scared to do something, he tells you do so and so job, you'll do it. Why? Because you obey him, but this obedience is out of fear. You obey somebody out of greed as well. Somebody says, you know, I'll give you so much million rands or so much money I'll give you. Do this job for me or do this. You'll obey him. Why? Because You know, you have the greed for the money, for the wealth. But sometimes you obey someone just because your heart is inclined towards that person. And this inclination of your heart towards that person is called muhabbat. It's called love. So when we say that it is important to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically it means it is important and extremely important to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if iman means that you must obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the same time iman will mean you must love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined iman, that none of you can become a complete believer until I become more beloved to him than his parents, I become more beloved to him than his children, I become more beloved to him than the entire mankind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the words ahab, more beloved. He didn't say yuhib, until he loves me. He said until he loves me more than everything else. Yeah, there is one thing I would like to explain. See, one is called muhabbat and one is ahabbiyat. To break it up for you, muhabbat means to love. And ahabbiyat means to love more than everything else. So if somebody just loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a mu'min. But the moment he loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everything else, at that time he becomes a complete mu'min and a complete believer. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How important it is to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the completion of your iman is based on the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the holy court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, Umar, I love you more than everything except the soul which is between my two shoulders. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, none of you can become a complete believer until I become more beloved to him even than his own soul himself. As Umar Farooq said, Ya Rasulullah, now I love you more than everything, even the soul which is between my two shoulders. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-an, O Umar, now your iman has become complete. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, muhabbate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kamale iman. It is the perfection of your iman, the completion of your iman. That is how important it is to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And, you know, when you love someone, then love comes with conditions as well. حُبُّكَ الشَّيْءِ يُعْمِي وَيُصِّمْ. The love of something makes a person deaf and makes a person blind. Love is not just mere lip service. A person says, I love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm a believer, I'm a Muslim, I'm a mu'min, yes, I respect him. No, you have to be practical as well. You have to show that yes, you love the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how will you love the Holy Prophet? How will you show that you love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? When your style, when your method, when your characteristics, when your situation is like the characteristics and the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When your life is like, is molded into the sunnah and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you must know, yes, you are truly claiming that you love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person claims, I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his beard, on his face, he has no beard. What kind of a lover are you that you can't even follow the sunnah of your beloved? A person claims, I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but 5 times a day you won't see him performing salah. What type of a lover are you? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The coolness of my eyes lies in salah. You are claiming to be a lover and you are leaving that thing which is the coolness of your eyes of your beloved. A person claims, yes, I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you find him not acting upon Sharia. You find that his manners, his etiquette, his characteristics are against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you must know that person's claim is false. He really does not have the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the true love means that you must start practicing and acting upon the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, three things are beloved to me from this world. And from those three things, he said, the first thing is an-nazru ila wajhi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first thing I love is to look at the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second thing is wa infaqu mali ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I should spend my wealth on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third thing he said, ya Rasulullah, the thing Siddiq Akbar loves the most is that his daughter should be in the nikah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the three things which he loved the most, all of them were evolving around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love to look at your face the most. I love to spend my wealth on you the most. And I want my daughter to be in your nikah. In other words, Siddiq Akbar is telling that, oh people, if you claim to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then automatically your every moment, your every desire, your every wish must be evolving around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is true muhabbat and true love. And when time came, Siddiq Akbar proved it. He proved that, yes, I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what I said, I meant it. That is why when the time came to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Siddiq Akbar brought his entire wealth, everything he brought from his house and everything he could bring, he brought. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, O Siddiq, Ya Abu Bakr, ma abqayta li ahlik? What did you leave for your family? Siddiq Akbar said, Abqaytu lahum Allah wa Rasulah. I left Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for my family. جو پوچھا کملی والے نے کہا صدیق اکبر نے میرے سارے گھرانے کو نبی کا نام کافی ہے. This is the love which iman demands, that when you love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must be ready to sacrifice everything on the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you cannot be a complete believer until I become more beloved, it means on one side, if your parents are present, on the other side is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you must choose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one side, if your wealth is present, on the other side is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must choose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one side, it's your children, your belongings, your luxuries. On the other hand, it's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must give priority to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, on one side can be everything in this world and whatever the world contains, everything you love. And on one hand will be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then even then you must prefer and choose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the demand of love which iman demands from us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What beautiful point this is. And the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a unique topic in which we can speak for so long, and we can give so many beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran and a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful ayat is present in front of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in ayat 8 and ayat 9 of surah Al-Fath. Allah ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira لتؤمنوا بالله ورسوله وتعزروه وتوقروه وتسبحوه بكرة وأصيلة. Translation of Kanzul Iman: We have indeed sent you, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as present, shahid, wa naziran, and as the one who sees, means we made you hazir and nazir. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Wa mubashiran, and a giver of glad tidings. Wa nazira, and we made you, you know, a warner, the one who warns people. The reason, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, in order that, O people, you may believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, and honor and revere the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and you should glorify Allah in the morning and in the evening. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat comments on this ayat and he says, O believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three purposes of sending the religion Islam. Number one, he said that you must have faith in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, you must have respect for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three, you must then worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, look at the sequence of these three things. First is accepting and have faith in Allah and His Rasul. Then respecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then it is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, you cannot respect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam if you do not have faith in Allah and His Rasul. And likewise, you cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't have the respect and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the sequence which is mentioned in the ayah, that should be your sequence. That first you accept Islam, you accept Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then you adopt the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You respect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You honor Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then go and perform your salah. If you are thinking you are going to perform your ibadat, you're going to worship by cutting out the love and respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by Allah, you can perform salah your entire life. You can perform ibadat your entire life. But it's not going to be counted, because everything is based on the love and respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, Hassan Raza Khan, the brother of Ala Hazrat, very beautifully says, he says, Banda ban sarkar ka, phir kar khuda ki bandagi. First become a slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Banda ban sarkar ka, phir kar khuda ki bandagi. ورنہ بندے خدا کی بندگی اچھی نہیں. Otherwise, if you think that you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by cutting out His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you must know whatever you are doing is void and it is useless. It has no benefit at all, because as I mentioned, it is based on the love and respect and the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So how important it is to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our actions are based on this love. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to love him, you know, to have the haqiqi love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not just mere lip service and not just words from our mouth. When we say we love, we should love from the bottom of our heart. Subhanallah. We are enjoying ourselves with this beautiful topic and these beautiful words. We are going to take a short break now, and we'll listen to some few Madani pearls, and inshallah, as soon as we return, we'll then discuss more of this lovely topic. Remain with us and stay with us till the end of the episode. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we should always show gratitude and thanks for the numerous and countless blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that to show the thanks of heart to Allah Azza wa Jal is to make good intentions within the heart, that to show thanks of the eyes that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us is to conceal any faults that we see of other Muslims, that to show thanks of all other parts of the body is to use these parts in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if we show thanks and gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal for the countless blessings that He Azza wa Jal has granted us, then by His mercy and His blessings, Allah Azza wa Jal will increase these blessings for us. And if despite having these blessings available to us, we are displeased or show displeasure towards Allah Azza wa Jal, then He may take these away from us. Therefore, we should always try to remain grateful and thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal for the countless blessings that He has granted us, no matter what state we are in. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us steadfastness and allow us to show gratitude and thank Him for the numerous blessings that He has granted us. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
سبحان الله سبحان الله. So Alhamdulillah, we are discussing this faith refreshing topic, a topic which pumps and boosts our heart and you know, boosts the love of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. I'll say a heart pumping topic. سبحان الله سبحان الله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى took a covenant, a promise from all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. And what was this promise? That when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, my final prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, comes in this world, then لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. All of you all should definitely have iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and believe in him. And yes, you'll need to help the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You'll need to help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You need to support him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this promise was taken from the Anbiya alayhi salam, and this was in Alami Arwah, before this, before we were in this world, before the Anbiya alayhi salam came to this world. So the promise was taken before that my Nabi is going to come. And subhanAllah, when he comes, then this is what you must do. You must believe in him, you must accept him, you must help him, you must support him. SubhanAllah. So indeed, the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sarkare Anbiya, you know, the leaders of Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Everyone is the servant and the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Even Jibreel alayhi salam, who is Sayyidul Malaika, the leader of the angels, even he is a humble servant of the august court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The Anbiya alayhi wasalam, the creation, the human beings, the angels, and everyone, it is compulsory and necessary on them to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everything else, and it is compulsory on them to honor and respect the holy zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely, extremely, extremely important. It is so important that a person cannot move a step without having the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even a step. It is very important to adopt this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and respecting the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, and particularly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very great ibadat, and it is a means of entering Jannah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَقْرَبْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. SubhanAllah Ta'ala says, and believe in my messengers and respect them and lend Allah a good loan, so I will surely remove your sins and I will surely admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. So accept the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then respect the Prophet. So you must respect. Allah Ta'ala says, what will be the outcome? He is going to put you in Jannah. SubhanAllah. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, so those who believe in him and honor him and help him and follow the light, which is the Quran, which was sent down with him, it is they who are successful. Believe in him, honor him, help him, and follow the light. These are the conditions Allah Ta'ala is putting in front of you, that yes, you must do all of these things here. What will be the outcome? Is you will become successful. You are going to enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for a moment, a person should never ever think that the respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something ordinary, it's something common, it's something which, okay, if you have it, it's fine, but it shouldn't be a lot, it shouldn't be too much. No. It should be in excessive amount, in abundance. You should have the love and respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if this respect starts lowering, if this respect starts moving away, if this respect starts going down, Allah, 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 automatically you will see what destruction will come to you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Hujurat, Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Allah, Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, do not raise your voices higher than the voice of this conveyor of the unseen. We mentioned this previously, that Nabi means the conveyor of the unseen. So don't raise your voices higher than the voice of this conveyor of the unseen, means higher than the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nor speak loud, aloud in his august court. Don't raise your voice, don't speak loud. Why? Okay, how loud mustn't you speak? Allah Ta'ala says, كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. As like you speak aloud to one another amongst yourselves. Don't speak like that in the court of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't speak like that also to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? What's going to happen? Allah Ta'ala says, أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. In case your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware. You won't even know that your deeds, your good deeds are being destroyed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you raised your voice slightly above the voice of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you did not have adab of the court of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The meaning of this blessed ayah Mufti Ahmad Yahan Naimi mentions, he says that one should neither speak loudly before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor call him out with ordinary titles which are used to call each other. One should not say uncle, father, brother. Bashar means an ordinary human being. Rather, he should say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, he should say Shafi'ul Muznibin. Rather, he should say Khatamun Nabiyyin. Rather, he should say Rahatul Ashikin. Rather, he should say Shamsul Arifin. Rather, he should use the beautiful titles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He should not address Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a brother, as a father, as an uncle, as a common and ordinary human being. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the respect. And furthermore, Mufti Ahmad Yahya Khan Naimi says that the kings of this world, their court have manners. When you go in the court of a king, you can't do as you wish. You can't speak as you wish. You can't, do whatever you want to do. So the laws and the manners of the court of the kings in this world are made by the kings themselves, or maybe it's made by their ministers. But he says the laws and the respect of the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is the court of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When you'll come here, there must be with utmost respect, with adab, with love for my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. So we learned that just a slight disrespect can immediately destroy all your good deeds, and you will be left with nothing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How important it is to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to obey him, to respect him, and to honor him. Subhanallah. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, in the hearts of our loved ones. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to have haqiqi muhabbat and the real love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we all make the claims that we are ready to sacrifice our life in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Johona ishq Mustafa ta zindagi fuzul hai. You know, then if there is no love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our life is useless, there is no worth. Yes, these naras, these slogans are made. But for a moment, ponder and think on ourselves that are we honest with these slogans which we are making? So my message which I want to leave you all today with is instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you'll say that you are the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put a question mark after that and ask yourself that, are you a true believer? Are you a true lover? Just lip service does not work. Do you have the beard according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this brings us to the end and conclusion of our beautiful episode today. Subhanallah. Be happy, remain happy, and I'll say this again, I say it at the end of every episode, and I'll say it today again, you know, I have to drill this in the hearts and the minds of every person, that the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of everything. Instill this love in your hearts and the hearts of your beloveds. Subhanallah. We hope to meet you soon. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, and always remain positive. Subhanallah. Until we meet again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.